Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
A federal court last week approved a final settlement in a religious liberty case involving a Syracuse pregnancy center. This is Faith Under Fire from Family Life. I'm Greg Gillespie. We have details on that case that has worked its way through the courts in the last 3 years, as well as perspectives on religious organizations living out their faith in the face of government intervention. Our guest today is Mark Lippelman, an attorney for the Alliance Defending Freedom that represented the Syracuse Pregnancy Center.
New Hope Family Services is an adoption agency and pregnancy center operating in Syracuse, New York, and they've been serving families and women there for over 50 years, and in that time, they've successfully placed over 1,000 children in loving families. And so they've had a great track record and relationship with the state. They had an annual appraisal in 2018, and everything went great, as it always had. But a week later, the state called and said, "We noticed that you have a faith-based religious policy that you spend your efforts placing children in homes with a married mother and father, and you either need to violate your religious convictions or we're going to shut you down." So we were forced to sue the state of New York to block them from shutting New Hope down in 2019. We were able to go all the way to the Court of Appeals and received a good decision there, and also the district court in the state of New York. And so we have multiple federal decisions ruling that New Hope has religious and free speech rights that can't be infringed. We won that case, and just this last week settled where the state of New York is going to pay $250,000 to cover the fees and expenses that New Hope was forced to expend and never should have had to.
Based on that decision that came out of the state's Child and Family Services, is it a New York law that folks were acting on, or were they taking that in their own hands to decide that to be a New York adoption agency, you must accept anybody who comes in the door?
They were seeking to enforce or interpret a New York law that wouldn't allow New Hope Family Services to operate according to its religious convictions and its personal experience that the best home and the best interest of the child are served by a family with a married mother and father who are committed to one another for life. And so the state was pressing its theory and its interpretation of the law, and both a court of appeals and a federal district court held that that is an unconstitutional violation of their free speech rights. And it's also a violation of their religious liberty.
The lessons moving forward here, first of all, that's a lot of money to take out of New York State taxpayers to have to pay for a prosecution and for a defense on something that should be fairly obvious to anybody that was an attorney for the state that constitutional freedoms are very specific about free speech, free association, and particularly freedom of religion. What should taxpayers say about the choices that are being made by state officials?
Federal law does say that if a state actor violates constitutional rights, and if someone has to bring a lawsuit in order to vindicate and protect those rights and wins, then they're entitled to reasonable attorney's fees and expenses. And so all along, we've been trying to tell the state that this is a violation of constitutional rights. And so it is a difficulty, and it's an unfortunate thing, both for New Hope Family Services and also for just citizens of the state. This lawsuit could have been avoided, and we were hoping to avoid it all along. Not only was New Hope Family Services forced to file a lawsuit, its original lawsuit in 2019, in order to vindicate its rights from the state Office of Children and Family Services that were trying to shut it down, as we won in the Court of Appeals in that case, long after that, the state, through a different state agency, tried to use another law to come after New Hope to shut them down and penalize them. And so New Hope was forced to file yet another lawsuit with the same judge in the same court. And we obtained another order protecting its constitutional rights and telling the state that it couldn't enforce the law and penalize New Hope. This is a situation where it's every religious person and every religious organization, but even when you're talking about one particular organization, you have state officials who decide over and over again to penalize and target even the same adoption agency. We're hopeful that positive orders in both those cases will cause the state to be more reluctant to target religious people in the future.
Mark Lippelman is the attorney who represented the New Hope Center of Syracuse. Mark, this case that has been settled successfully in New Hope's favor is one of two parallel lawsuits that New Hope is fighting against state officials in New York.
That's correct. So the first New Hope case involving the Office of Children and Family Services, that has been concluded. Courts have held that the state was violating New Hope's rights, and that case is settled. But a new case arose where the New York State Division of Human Rights was trying to use, you know, a different agency and a different law to come after New Hope for the very same religious policy. We were forced to file another federal lawsuit, and we obtained a preliminary order already that held that attempt would violate New Hope's constitutional rights and that the state was blocked from doing that. That litigation continues on now, and we'll continue briefing that later this summer. And hopefully we'll receive a positive ruling there as well.
I asked about lessons for taxpayers, lessons for government officials, but what about lessons for Christian agencies and Christian ministries when there is such opposition to activities that are faith-based? It would be very easy to just water things down. What lessons should be learned widespread from what's happening with the New Hope Family Services cases?
Sure. Well, I would say two things. I would say, first of all, know that you have constitutional protections. You do have a strong constitutional right to speak and to say what's on your mind, and you have a right to religious exercise. But that requires actual religious speech, and it requires you to actually exercise that religion and those religious beliefs. And so I would just encourage fellow Christians to be bold and courageous in continuing to speak and act in accordance with their faith. And the other thing I would say is it's easy in this climate to be discouraged, sometimes to be frustrated or to get angry. There's a temptation toward that. But I would just encourage everyone to be joyful, even in the midst of difficulty, and that others would know us by our love and the way that we treat people. And so those two things, I just encourage people to continue speaking and living out their faith in love.
Mark Lippelman, an attorney who represented New Hope in their successful lawsuit on First Amendment rights for Christian organizations, that lawsuit and a financial settlement were approved by federal courts. I'm Greg Gillespie, Family Life News. Thanks for listening to Faith Under Fire.